and welcome to the fourth episode of Hurt and Hurt, and this is my space to talk about all things gay and have the women I've met on the Hurt dating app on to talk about gay stuff, because I am a big old lesbian living in Orange County. With me today is my friend Alyssa, who is actually on the first episode. Do you want to say hi, Alyssa?
Hey everyone, I'm back.
So the girl I was supposed to interview today got a little flaky, which is totally understandable because the night I met her, I actually took my ex-girlfriend, who's my current girlfriend, on a date with her. I don't really know how to explain that in a better way.
You basically took your ex to the date.
There it is. I took the ex to the date and I thought, what's the worst that could happen? And the worst that could happen kind of did happen, but we're friends now, so you will get to meet her next week. So what's different about this time having Alyssa on is I am painfully sober.
Yeah.
The last time we recorded, Alyssa ended up with a lot of milkshake in her hair from our friend Kelly that was also on. We drank about 6 bottles of champagne.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that you brought 2, thinking like, ho, we're just going to have like a dainty little fun 2 bottle of champagne night. Next thing you know, you have DoorDashed 4 bottles of champagne to my apartment. And there the story goes, you know.
There's a milkshake still on my patio from that night. A little bit of milkshake I can't get out of my car. But Jack in the Box milkshakes are delicious.
They are.
I'm sorry about that time that I made you stop being sober.
It's okay. You know, she left me at the Abbey after breaking my several week sober streak. And at that point, I was drunk because they were like, you mean little bitch, why aren't you drinking?
Well, we were taking, me and my girlfriend, Aubrey, who was on 2 episodes ago, we took Alyssa to a Peaches show. And if you don't know who Peaches is, just turn this off. It doesn't matter. Anything I have to say just doesn't matter in comparison to Peaches. She has this album called The Teachers of Peaches that came out in 2001. It is incredible. The show was crazy. She pulled out an Oprah 2020 flag. She had a dancing vagina. There was a vagina on her head. So you had to be drunk for it, Alyssa. I knew, like,
I enjoyed it.
I didn't throw you in there sober. So the night continued by going to the trap house, which isn't necessarily a trap house. It's a white person's trap house.
Well, I'd first like to say they left to go to the trap house. I did not know they left to go to the trap house. And so they left me at the Abbey after I was pretty intoxicated. And I got a text from Aubrey, who is Mary's current girlfriend. And she's like, hey, we're at this address. I'm like, bitch, I thought you went back to Orange County.
I'm sorry, but we did have a fun time singing in the car at a 303 on the way home.
We did. That Uber driver liked us a lot.
She was gay.
She was most definitely gay.
It's the best seeing a gay person in the wild. I saw this Tumblr post once, and it was like, when you see another like gay person in a grocery store, it's like seeing a dog seeing another dog on the street. We're all like, hey, like, yeah, look at me. I'm pretty sure you're gay. So since I'm sober, I have so many new hobbies. I even got Disneyland passes with my girlfriend last weekend. And, you know, they always say that, like, percentage-wise, the gay population's small. But when you're at Disneyland, like, everyone's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's gay until proven otherwise.
It's true.
Is what I've noticed.
Gay women, femmes,
just everything, anything you could want. If you're gay, go to Disneyland. That's mm-hmm. my current advice.
Last time I was at Disneyland, I was actually there with my girlfriend at the time. So, I mean, Aww. It's the place to go.
I think it's like the place for everyone to go. Yeah. So then there just happens to be a lot of gay people. So I'm going to share a story about the trap house. What were your thoughts about the trap house, Alyssa?
You know, I arrive and my friend who like dropped me off there was like, are you gonna be good? You sure you're gonna be okay? Like, I don't know. And I'm like, yeah, it'll be fine. Cause I was fucked up. So I walk in not knowing anybody. And then you come out. I'm like, finally, thank God, there's Mary. And we go into the backyard and there's like an oriental rug covered in dirt. And I was like, this is a little
it's
ratchet.
It's for aesthetic. It's all about aesthetic. So the trap house, quote unquote, it's not really a trap house. It's in Lincoln Heights. And a deal breaker for me is when a girl's like, I'm not going there. That's a bad area. Like, there's some girls a year when I was like dating a lot that wouldn't even go to Santa Ana. And I was
Are
like,
you
what's your
joking?
I know. It's ridiculous. nervous. They'd be like, I am scared. I was like, of what?
Santa Ana's fine during the day and at night if you're with someone else.
Everywhere's fine during the day and at night if you're with somewhere else. Like, I almost died in the trap house, so that's why this house is a little important to me. I had brought a girl back that I had met on the Her app. And she seemed pretty cool, but she seemed more into my friend I was with. And I was fine with that. I was like, whatever. I'm just dating around. I'm super single. Just trying to meet as many people as possible. And we get back to the house. We, like, met for drinks with the airliner and, like, danced. And she started making out with me and just was, like, biting my lips off. But I was like, whatever. Like, I'm going to hook up with someone tonight, so I'm going to take her out with me. High standards. This is why I'm sober now. Anyhow, we get back to the house. And I'm like, hey, let's go upstairs. And she starts saying these, like, really strange, racially charged things at me. Like, you're my first white girl. How do you like this south of the border, bitch? And I was shocked. I was like, this is so jarring, but I am so drunk and just want to hook up with you. So I'm just going to let this happen. So she all of a sudden starts choking me so hard that I see white light. And I'm like, I'm going to die. This is my legacy. My parents are going to be so proud. But luckily I survived. So a week later, my friend that she was chatting up texts me and she's like, hey, like, do you mind if I take that girl out? Like, we kind of vibed. And I was like, well, it's not like we had like some sort of deep connection. She almost murdered me and kind of tokenized me. But yeah, sure, had fun. And she did the exact same thing to her. Yeah. And she almost died and saw white light. And, like, she just sent me photos of her neck covered in bruises and was like, I don't know, what's with that girl, dude? And I was like, I tried to tell you.
But, I mean, better to figure that stuff out now, you know, than rather when you're in your 30s. Like, you can like, heal from bruises more easily now. I feel like if you're getting choked by a young, spicy girl at 30.
Oh, my God.
That's like a no-go.
Yeah, you've got... I was going to say you can't call people spicy. So, when I first met Alyssa, it was actually... I was really impressed by her. Because she had hooked up with someone I was too afraid to even meet. And her photos on the Her app, I don't even know how she came up in conversation. I was like, hey, like, I'm glad you're real because...
Oh, because you were talking about this one weird girl you had met on the Her app. And I was like, oh my God, I fucked her.
And I was like, wow, like, props, dude. That's really impressive. I thought she was a sex trafficker. She, like, had all these photos of her covered in chocolate.
Oh, there was one. I just remembered this. There was one where she was laying down on a white background and she was naked, but she had pizza on her pussy.
I remember that.
Pizza on her boobs.
And I was just like, this girl is either fake, psychotic, or a sex trafficker. So I am not meeting up with her. And I was like, there was one night where I was kind of desperate because I was living with my ex-girlfriend and I was like, maybe. So I was like, hey, want to FaceTime first? And she was like, oh no, I don't have the FaceTime app. And I was like, you have an iPhone. There's no FaceTime app. So I was like, no go. But Alyssa slept with this gem of a woman.
She asked me to send her a picture of my driver's license to confirm that I was real. I'm like, nah, you're trying to steal my identity.
Yeah, that's what, I remember her like asking me that. She's like, send me a photo of your driver's license. Oh yeah, she sent me a photo of her driver's license. I was like, this means nothing to me.
Yeah.
Maybe you just stole this woman's driver's license and is luring me over here.
I was stupid though. At least you thought that through. I was like, I'm so horny. I'm like, here's my address. Come on over.
But we have standards now because yeah. We're sober and we're fun.
Seeing people.
Yeah, you have such a cute little thing going.
She's not going to listen to this. So, like, yeah. I would hope to call her my girlfriend by the holidays because, like, I can picture it now. Like, the Instagrams, the cute sweaters, the coffee.
It's really a relief to, like, have someone to date for the holidays, honestly.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I've never dated anyone during the holidays, so.
It's just, like, nice to have, like, also, like, a warm body.
I'm gonna
it's
cry.
A little chilly. You're gonna cry. Oh, no.
Okay, we're good.
Thank you so much for listening, and shout out to Alyssa for being here because the other girl bailed.
You know, I'm always down to be your second choice. I'm used to it by now.
Aw, I knew you were going to say that. But thanks again for listening.